Mocha the Alma. A regular Shtar Mocha, that's where they argue. Rambam says it means Shemigiya Nosa Biyoim Choyel. In the case, September 15th comes down in the middle of the week. And we do not know V'lo Yivadim Yuchar in love. We do not know it was written later or not. That's where Machlekes is. Rabbi Yehuda Latayim, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own Tam. The Yom that he says, Ein Kais Vin Shoiver. We do not write any receipts. And therefore, V'lenofeg Menei Churba. No, nothing bad could come out of this. I will soon explain. Since we do not write receipts, nothing bad could come out of the Shtar. Rabbi Yehuda Latayim, Rabbi Yehuda goes according to his own Tam. Rabbi Yehuda Latayim, the Yom that Rabbi Yehuda says, Kais Vin Shoiver. We do write a Shoiver. And therefore, v'nofeg v'nei churba, we have to be afraid that something bad, a churbin, a destruction, will come out of this. The Rambam explains, v'nofeg v'nei churba, ali b'de Rabbi Yosi, and of course, I will soon explain. Soon explain what the destruction will be. Now, Omer Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, afilu l'man diyama, kais v'n shayver, even according to the man diyama, that you do write a receipt, as if somebody paid you up. So now we write you back a receipt. Hani mili apalga. That's only in a case where the loan was for $1,000 and the loiver paid you up $500. So in such a case, that was the machlekes Rabbi Yosi said there. Instead of ripping up the shtar, no, we let the malva hold on to the shtar in order that the loiver will be pressured to pay the rest. And instead, we give the loiver a receipt. This is the case where we give the loiver a receipt that he has to hold on to it to watch it that he paid up here. But if somebody pays up the whole thing, then we do not write a receipt. Somebody pays up all the money, then what we do is we rip up the shtar, and we do not write receipts. For the Gemara, is that true? For the Gemara, is that true? No, I'll bring you proof that even in a case where you pay up the whole thing, you pay up the whole loan, and the loiver like pays back $1,000, and he comes now to the malva and says, give me back my shtar. Like, of course, that's the normal thing. The normal thing is that the malva, the loiva says to the malva, I'm paying you back the money, okay, but give me back my receipt. Let's say the malva says, I lost the receipt, I don't have it around. So what do we do then? So here it says, Kasrina, that we do write a receipt. Kiho de Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, like Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef, have a masik bezuzib Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba owed him money. He lent him money. Rabbi Abba owed him some money. Also, the kaima of Chanina bar Papi, Omalei havli zuzi. So he came in front of the dining, came in front of Chanina bar Papi, and he said to the malva, said to Leiva, give me back the money. So the Leiva says, okay, I'll pay you back, but Omalei havli shtaroi, v'shoku zuzoch. You give me back the shtar, give me back the shtar, and then I'll pay you back the money. Very good. I'm willing to pay you back, but I want to make sure you don't ask the money a second time. So give me back the shtar. Omalei said back to him, listen, shtor ha'ichrasli. The malva said, you know, I lost the shtar. What can I do? I lost the shtar. But listen, you admit that you owe me the money. You admit that you didn't pay me yet. You want to pay me. So you have to pay me now. So what should we do? So the malva said, listen, echta v'chotavah, or b'chanina said, b'chanina b'papi said, if so, you know what you do in such an eitzah, write up a receipt. So here you see clearly, even in a case where the loiva is paying back the whole amount of money, still we write up a receipt. So you see, there is a case that we write up a receipt.
Yeah.
Smur says, Omalei, he said back to my, but her Rav Shmuel, there's Rav Shmuel, the Yamri Tavar, that they both say, Ain't Kaisvin Shaver. You're asking me from a case here that says Kaisvin, but I have a kasha, Rav and Shmuel, they both say, Ain Kaisvin Shaver, that no, we do not write a receipt. And the svaras is, again, that we don't make it hard for the loiver to have to hold on to it. Maybe you lose the receipt, so we don't do this. Omri said like this, Man yoyev lor mi afrei de Rav Shmuel, who will give me from the dust of Rav Shmuel, v'raminan v'yanayin, and I'll put it into my eyes. In other words, like, okay, even though Rav and Shmuel said it, but so what? It said, like, so what? But Horeb Yechnin, for Resh Lakish, the Yamr Tavayu, Kaisvin Shaver. Like even though you have Rav and Shmuel that says you do not write a receipt, but there's Rabbi Yochanan and there's Rosh Lakish that they both say, Kaisvin Shaver, that you do write a receipt. Like even so, if Rav and Shmuel are not like this, but I still have a Choshra people, Rabbi Yochanan and Rosh Lakish. The same thing you should know, the chain ki osi Rav when Ravin came. Omar Rabbi Loi, he said over the name of Rabbi Loi, that Kaisvin Shaver, yes, there is such a loch in these cases, we write a receipt. Well, Mustafa the Gemara says the Kaisvin Shaver. Avadin in such a case like we just had, where the Malva lost his shtar, Avadin in such a case, the svar is, you do write a receipt. Because these Saka Daita, if you're going to think, Ein Kaisvin Shaver, the locker is no. We do not write a receipt. These Saka Daita, Ein Kaisvin Shaver. If so, Ovech Dara Shozeh, Yochra Lova Chodi. And what should we do then in such a case? What's going to be? What's going to be, let's say, the Malva lost his shtar? So you're going to tell me there's a locha now that you don't write receipts, so then the loiva will be rejoiced. He won't have to pay back the money. The loiva says, listen, I'm willing to pay you back the money, but I just want my shtar. I'm not going to pay you back if you don't give me back the shtar. And that's a good taina. We have to be afraid. Maybe the Malva has the shtar. We'll bring another shtar. So the only way out so far is if we write a receipt. So that's a proof like you have to write a receipt. It doesn't make a svara. If you're not going to write a receipt, so it comes out the loiva will be, have a good time, he'll have a laugh, he'll have a joke here. The loiva sometimes won't have to pay back money, and that's not a svara. About that, a svara is since the marble lent you the money, you should have to pay him back. How could you get away with this? So about the svara, is you do write a receipt in such a case. Mask of la baya. Baya says back, no. The yell of my Kaisvin Shaver, what do you want to say that we do write a receipt? If so, still it's bad. It's bad for the labor. Ovat Shaver Shozer, Yochel Halov Chodi. So still we have to be afraid, though. We have to be afraid the Malva is saying he lost the shtar. But we have to be afraid maybe the Malva is lying. Maybe really he has the shtar. So what are we going to do now? When the labor pays up, we'll give him a receipt, okay? A receipt. So he'll hold on to it for a month, for a year. But we have to be afraid maybe the labor will lose the receipt. And once the Malva finds out that the labor lost the receipt, the Malva will come and collect a second time. So to write a receipt is something bad for the labor. So why do you care about the Malva so much? Why don't you care about the labor? Omele Rava says back, no, that's not a kasha. Omele Rava in. Yes, that's a svara. But the pasuk says, Eved Loiva Lish Malva. That the labor, the one that borrowed the money, he's like an Eved to the Malva. In other words, the Malva has the upper hand here. He did you a favor, he lent you money, so he has the right to get his money back. So therefore, in a case when the Malva says they lost his shtar, so we don't let the Leiva have a joke and say, okay, I'm not paying you back no more. No, the Leiva is like Meshubid, owes back to the Malva, he did him the favor. So therefore, we have to make a teva for the Malva, and therefore, Vada the svar is, when the Malva says he lost his shtar, that we do write up a receipt, and therefore the Leiva still has to pay back the money. He doesn't receive a receipt back, but he doesn't receive his shtar back, okay, but I'll call upon him, we'll give him a receipt. That's a svar. It's not awesome. Learned over there. Mamba Mitzia. Shtar choiv hamugdomim sulim. If you have a shtar choiv that the date on it was written before the loan took place, that's possible. Of course, usually you collect lekuchas from the date that's written, and you're not allowed to collect from that date. It's written in the date Nisan, and he first gave you the money way later in Tishrei. So the field that he sold in between, you have no right to collect from them. Therefore, that shtar is possible. But v'hamucharim ksherim, if the loan took place in Nisan, and you wrote the next year's date of Tishrei, then it's the kosher, like you can't go wrong. Okay, the Malva loses out a little bit, but I call upon him from the date that it says in the shtar, for sure he is allowed to collect, the shtar is kosher. Omer Rav Hamnuna, this was only learned at Lishtori Halvo. This is only a good svara by Shtarav alone. Shtori Halvo, you have this svaras. Avoshtori Mekach Memcha, but if Shtarav is sale, then no, Afilu Mucharon Namipsulim. Shtarav is sale, I sell you something, even though it has a later date, it's also possible, that's no good. The dates, you have to write the dates of the sale. You can't write a later date. Even a later date is also no good. It's also possible. Sunti why by a psal. By a shtar mekach. Shtar mekach memcha filu mechorim psulim.
the Zimnin de Mazvin Ruvain Ari Lashimin. Rashbam says sometimes Ruvain will sell his field to Shimon Benisin and Nisin. Al Manasan a condition, Shim Yegia Ladomim Yaxiren Aloy, that Luyud Suya Ruvain will later on receive a lot of money, he'll be able to buy the field back from Shimon. Ugishakosav Shtar Makne Kosav by Ruvain, Mochasod Lashimin, the Tishrei. Even though we did this in Nisin, it was written in the Shtar though that I sold it to you in Tishrei. So we have to be afraid now that because the Ruvim Lokach Zadeo Mishimim Tamas, maybe in between Nisan and Tishrei and Tamas, Ruvim will receive a lot of money. So he's going to go and buy the field back from Shimon. Okashol Shtar Mak Nomalei Shimon Irkasli. When he gets back to Shtar, say, I lost it. And therefore we're afraid what will happen is later when it comes Tishrei, he's going to come out with the field. With the first Shtar that he really has that says that what? That he sold you the field? That's what we're afraid about, that he bought the field back in between, and later the Lakeach Shimon will take out that first shtar that was written that you first sold me the shtar in Tishrei. See, even though you bought it back in Tammuz, okay, but I have a shtar now saying you like resold it to me a second time, or you sold it to me in the Tishrei. So therefore, a sale that the date is a later date, it's also possible. We're afraid of this trick. And maybe the Meicha will buy it back, and then Lakeach later will take out the Shtar for a later date and claim the field. So on a sale, it has to be today's date and no other date. Otherwise, the Shtar is possible. My time in the Gemara says, why is it possible? Because Zimn in the Mazvin Layariya ben Isin. Sometimes Reuven will sell his field to Shimon and Isin. The Kossel Leib Tishrei. And they'll write the date in the Shtar Tishrei. And again, there was a condition that Reuven is selling it to Shimon only because he doesn't have money. He needs money. But Lo Yitzuya, Reuven later makes a lot of money. He wants to be able to buy it back from Shimon. Well, Misraim Zuzi Bene Bene, in the middle time in Tammuz, in between Nisan and Tishrei, Reuven receives a lot of money. Tizavin Lemine, and Reuven will buy the field back from Shimon. And Shimon will say, I lost my shtar, I don't have the shtar. He won't give back the shtar. Tichimot Tishrei later, when it comes Tishrei, Mafiklei, now Shimon will take out the shtar. The Yomar Lei, and Shimon will complain and say, Hoda Zavanti Minach, I bought it again. And this is the shtar that I bought it from you. Therefore, shtar Necher is possible, even though it's written a later date. That's the Svarah. For the Gemara Rehochi, that's the Svarah. Shtar Rehavo Nami. Even a loan, we should also be afraid then, if you have a later date written on the loan. Why? Zimnin sometimes, the Yazif Benisim. Sometimes you'll lend the money right now in Nisan. The cost of Le Shtar B'Tishrei. Inside the Shtar will only have Tishrei's date inside it. And what will happen is, on Misram Le Zuzi Bene Bene, that the Loiv in the middle became rich, or Parle, and he paid back the money back to the Malva. The Yomle, so the Loiv says to the Malva, listen, have Le Shtar, you don't like my Shtar. The Yomle Yichasli, the Malva will be small and say, no, I lost it. The cost of Le Tavra, very good. So in the meantime, we'll write a receipt to the Leiva. The receipt says what? That in Tammuz, you paid up $1,000. But v'chimot zimna, when it comes later on the next month of Tishrei, mafiklei, the Malva again will take out the shtar and say, listen, you owe me $1,000. I, the Leiva, have the receipt that I paid you back $1,000. That receipt was written in Tammuz 2 months ago. So true, 2 months ago you paid me back for the old loan. But I have a new loan saying, Tishrei, I lent you $1,000. So even by a loan, there should also be a problem. Even though I'm lending you the money now in Nisan, but if the date in the shtar is written in Tishrei, we should also be afraid maybe the Malva will collect twice. We should also parcel the shtar even by a shtar loiva. So why do we say by a shtar halvo, a shtar mucher is kosher? The Yomalei Hani, the Yomalei Hani, Hashtu the Yasus Minoi. He'll say, listen, you lent me money over again. I lent you money now, paid back to me. Someone says, Kasova, this is a proof. And Kaisvin Shaivino, on a loan, we do not write back a receipt. In other words, the Loiva doesn't have to pay back the money. If the Malva does not give him back the Shtar, the Loiva does not have to pay back. That's what this Mandiyon, that's what this Rice holds. He holds that if the Leiva does not receive back his shtar, he does not have to pay. We do not write a shaver. So therefore, shtar mucher is kosher.
Because we're not afraid that maybe the malva will take out the money and collect the second time. There's no such halacha. Because if the malva does not give up the shtar at the beginning, he can't collect. So then there's no problem.
Oh, Malay Rav Yemar, the Rav Kano, the Rav Kano, the Yarmala, some say Rav Yemar Medifte, the Rav Kano, the Idna Batrei, the Kasvin and Shtarim Yuchrei, the Kasvin and Tavro, Amai Kabdin and Hochi,
the Kasha and Amaita today. And nowadays, now, if the Malva says, I lost my shtar, so we still make the Leiva pay up the money, and we write him a receipt. So we do write receipts today. Says, so, shtar Malucha should be possible. And still the lacha is not like that. The shtar mucha was kosher. If you have a shtar that you lent the money today in Nisan, and you write later Tishrei's date, the shtar is kosher. So kosher is why, if we write a receipt today, we should be afraid for this trick, that maybe the marble will collect the second time.
So Mar says, Bosu di yomlu, after he said this, Bosu di yomlu rababu le safrei, ki kasvisu shtar miyuchrei, kosvu hochi. When you ever write a shtar mucha, write down like this. Make sure clearly write like this. Shtar dinon, you have to write down in the shtar. Loi bezimne kasvinu. Elo achanu kasvinu.
It has to be written down in the shtar. That's when it's kosher. I'm lending you the money now in Nisan. And for some reason they want to first write down Tishrei's date, okay. But you have to write down in the shtar saying clearly you should know that this date of Tishrei, the loan does not take place on Tishrei, but Tishrei is a much later date. It's much later than the actual loan took place. So then there's no problems. Even when it's signed, the lover paid up early and they gave him a receipt, even if the malva still has that shtar, he won't be able to use it later to collect the second time. Because he won't be able to say you first lent the money Tishrei, because even though the date is written Tishrei, but it says clearly in this shtar that this shtar is a shtar mucher. That's how we could do both the shtar mucher with the shayda. All right, turn over.